Today's daf is Vachim daf Nun Hey, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Nun Dal Ramit Beis, moving along in Perek Yezel Mekayim. So we discussed Chatas, Oila, and now the Mishnah continues. Zivche Shalmei Tzibur Ve'ashamois. Shalmei Tzibur, a carbon shlomo that was brought by the Tzibur, and a carbon asham are additional examples of Katri Kadosh, Eloi Nashamois. What are the ashamois? Asham gezelois, asham meilois, asham shifcha charufa, asham nazir, asham mitzayra, and asham tali. So there's six examples of carbon asham. Being that all the aforementioned are kachi kadashim, shchitasim betzafim, bekibul daman, beklisharis betzafim, v'daman ton shtei matone shein arba, just like a carbon oila, it has to be shtein shein arba, v'nechalon lifnimin aklon, again, klayim, like all kachi kadashim, they had to be eaten within the walls of the azara, v'zichrei kohuna, only a kohen and only a male kohen was allowed to eat from it, b'chol meichel, it's allowed to be eaten and prepared in any way you want, in contrast to the carbon pesach that had to be eaten roasted, a carbon asham, and the zivchei shalmei tzibur could be eaten in any shape or form. L'yoyim v'layla, you had a day and a night to eat it, ad chatzais, and even though you technically had the entire night to eat it, but the Chachamim said, don't eat it past chatzais. That's the first Mishnah Masechtas Brachos. It was a harchaka, because we were afraid that if you're going to wait until the morning, you know, you may end up being left with noises. So as a result, the Chachamim say, wait until chatzais. Up the Gemara, on the Bayit Safin, how do you know that the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur requires Safin? And really, it's a chiddush, because we know the carbon shlomim is kachim kalim, not kachim kadashim. Stating that, the Shalmei Tzibur, the carbon shlomim that the Tzibur brought, that had a din of kachim kadashim. So the question is, how do you know that? So the Gemara says, Tani Rabba Bar Bar Chano, Kamei Derova Vasisim Serizim Echol Chatos. It says, the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur next to the carbon chatos. And we darshan, not chatos b'tzofin, at Shalmei Tzibur b'tzofin. I'm a Rava, so Rava asks, V'chi chatos meichel nam nam yoyla. How do you know the chatos would need tzofin? It's learned out from oyla. The only place it says oyla, or tzofin, mefurish in the Torah, is by the carbon oila. So if chatos is learned out from tzofin, how could shalmei tzibur be learned out from chatos? Dover halamid behekish, chayzer malamid behekish, elo. So the Gemara says, midatani rab mori breder of kani. You have to say the makar, that the zivchei shalmei tzibur, in contrast to the Shalmei Yochid, had a din of Kachi Kedashim, and as a result, Shchitasim B'tzafen is learned out from a different pasuk. It says, Al Oiloi Seichem, Val Zivchei Shalmeichem. So we're makish the carbon oila to the Zivchei Shalmeichem, to the Shalmei Tzibur. Ma Oilo Kachi Kedashim, Af Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, Kachi Kedashim. And therefore, Ma Oilo B'tzafen, Af Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, B'tzafen. Says the Gemara, Ela Hakesha, Kamo Lamai Asa. Meaning, we started off that the makar, that the Shalmei Tzibur was kachi kedashim and had a din tzafin. It was learned out from the pasuk that says, V'asisem sirizim echod l'chatos. The Torah writes the Shalmei Tzibur next to the carbon chatos, just like the chatos needs tzafin, so to the Shalmei Tzibur needs tzafin. But the Gemara immediately rejected it. The Gemara said that chatos gufa, that it needs tzafin, is a davar alam behekish. And the rule is, davar alam behekish is in chayzer, umalabit behekish. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's learned out from somewhere else. So the Gemara is now going back to the original source that the Gemara thought was the source. We had a hekesh. We're left hanging now because that hekesh isn't being used to teach me the din tzafin by Shalmei Tzibur. So what is that hekesh being used for? El hekesh kam molamayaso. So the Gemara says, ki chatas to teach me different halacha. Ma chatas in nechalus el zichrei kohuna, af zivchei Shalmei Tzibur lezichrei kohuna. It's coming to tell me that just like a carbon chatas was only eaten by male kohanim, so to all kachi kadashim, such as the zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, was also only eaten by zichrei kohuna. So it doesn't teach me the halacha of tzofin. It can't teach me tzofin because tzofin gufa I know mehekish. It's a davar alam mehekish that can be chayzer malam mehekish. But it teaches me a different halacha. It teaches me zichrei kohuna. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said ihachi gabi el nazir dichsir regarding the ayel nazir that was also a carbon shlomim. That was one of the three karbonis that every nazir had to bring when he completed his naziros. It says vehikreves karbonu lashem keves ben shnasay tamim echad va'oila vekivsa achas ben shnasay tamim lechatas va'ayel echad tamim lashlomim. So the nazir brought three karbonis. He brought an oila, a chatas, and a shlomim. Now, if you're going to tell me that every time the Torah lumps a few karbonis together in the same pasuk, there's a hekesh and something's supposed to be learned from it, hachinami neima. So should we learn a hekesh here too and say the kicha akas of lechatas, that shlomim, the ayil nazir, the shlomim that the nazir used to bring is also hookish to a chatas, and not chatas in a nechelos elu lezichrei kohuna. Just like the chatas is only eaten by zichrei kohuna, af ayil nazir nami enoi nechol elu lezichrei kohuna. You're telling me that the zivchei shalmei tzibur was real kachi kadashim, It was like a chattas, it was only nechel zichri kehuna. How do I know that? I know it from a hekesh. Because in the same sentence, the Torah mentions the chattas and the zichri shalmi tzibur. I have the same exact dich by the nazir. So tell me that the ayom nazir also, even though it's a shlamim, which ordinarily is kachim kalim, but maybe this shlamim, like the shalmi tzibur, should be different. And maybe the halacha is that it should only be nechel zichri kehuna. So the Gemara says, hachi hash, the hasim, over there, kivin the chsib alaka chakoyin es ezrei b'shelim an ayo. The Torah specifically says, what part of the shlamim that the Nazir used to bring went to the Kayin. What was it? It was the Zeraya. His forearm had to be cooked. He had to take the Zeraya B'Shela. That's what he got. Michlal, what do you see from there? The Kuli Bailam Achilei. That the rest of the animal must have been eaten by the Bailam. Bailam wasn't a Kayin necessarily. As a result, you see that it's not necessarily Nechal only the Zichrei Kuna. So you're right. Maybe based on the raw Hekish, you would think that the entire Shlomim that the Nazir brought should be treated like a Chatas. But Avam Mefurish a Pasuk not that way. Because the Pasuk says only the Zeraya B'Shela is supposed to be given to the Kayin. It's mash for the rest of it, not. Says the Gemara, Zroya B'Shela Miha, Loilas Achalala Zichri Kuna. Let the Allah at least be that the Zroya B'Shela, which is given to the Kayin, can only be eaten by the Kayin. Meaning the Kayin can't give it to a Zar, or can't give it to somebody else to be eaten. At the very least, let the Hekish say that the Chelik that was given to the Kayin is only eaten by the Kayin. So the Gemara says, Kasha, which is the Gemara's way of saying, I hear. Alternatively, Katshe, Ikri, Katshe, Kadashim, Le'i, Ikri. The Pasuk clearly refers to the Zroya B'Shela as Kaitsh. It says it's Kodesh, doesn't say Kachi Kadashim. So it's as if the Torah would Mefurish be telling us that even though there's a Hekish maybe, but still it's looked at as Kachim, it's not looked at as Kachi Kadashim. Elo lamai hilchasa iskish. So then what then is the purpose of the Hekish? Meaning again, Gemara is assuming that if the Torah wrote the Oila, the Chattas, and the Shlamim all together in the same pasuk regarding the Karban Nazir, there must be some Hekish. And the Hekish is not Zichrei Kehuna because of the Terutzin that the Gemara just gave. So again, what is the reason the Torah lumped it all together? Amar Rava, it's coming to teach me a halacha, a very important halacha, but when you learn Masechtas Nazir, and that is Shem Gilach, Al Achas Meishloshtam Yatzah. It's actually coming to teach me that Chattas and Oila learned out from Shlamim. Not Shlomim from Chattas, but rather Chattas and Oila from Shlomim. Now, halacha is that in order for the Nazir to complete his Naziris, he had to bring three karbanos. Then he shaved his head, he did his tiklachas, and then Va'acha Yishteha Nazir Yayin. Now, really, the Torah says that if he brings the Shlomim, Va'acha Yishteha Nazir Yayin. That's a Chiddush. He doesn't have to bring all three. The Shlomim is enough. The question is, what if he only brought the Oila, or he only brought the Chattas? Is it Dafka, if the only one he brought was the Shlomim, that's enough? Or any one of them is going to be enough. Al zen nema the hekish, that just like the shlomim, as long as he brings that, he can be megaleach, v'acha yishtan nazir yayin, same is going to be true for the chatas, the same is going to be true for the karbin oila as well, exhale. So we had over here the Mishnah that discusses two additional karbanos, the shalmei tzibur and the asham. Incidentally, we probably should have spoken this out at the beginning of the Mishnah. So when exactly was a shalmei tzibur brought? There was only one shalmei tzibur. That was born on Shavuos. It was the Kivsei Atzeres. So together with the Shtei Alechem, there were kvasim that were brought. It was a carbon shlamim. It was a communal offering. It was financed by the Machzis HaShekel. Every single year it had a chelik in it. And it was a carbon tzibur that was a carbon shlamim. It's a chiddush because you find the chatas tzibur. On Yom Kippur, there were chatas tzibur. The Par Halam Davashal tzibur was a chatas tzibur. You find an oila tzibur. The carbon oila was a oila tzibur. The musafim were oilas and chatas. But a shalmei tzibur, if you look around, there's only one shlamim that was ever brought to tzibur, and that is the kifsei atzeres that were brought on Shavuos. But just one interesting thing. So we had the Mishnayos that talk about the carbon chatas, and we have now a Mishnah that talks about the carbon asham. Now we know that the chatas was Baal Chet, and the Asham was Baal Chet. The Chattas was bought primarily for someone that did an Aver B'Shoigig, Shez Doine Karas. When did you bring the carbon Asham? For what Averis? And the Mishnah mentioned six. Asham Gizelois, Asham Me'ilois, Asham Shivcha Charufa, the Asham Nazir, Asham Metzaira, and the Asham Tali. The question is, if the Chattas was Baal Chet and the Asham was Baal Chet, why do you need two Karbanas for Chet? Wouldn't it make sense that there'd be one category of karbanis, anytime a person does an aveira, you bring a chet. There's a carbon taida that you bring when you're giving haidah takadosh baruch hu. There's a carbon pesach that serves its purpose. There's meiser, there's bechar. So there should be a category of karbanis that were brought for chatan. There were two. Sometimes it's going to be a chatas, and sometimes it's going to be an asham. So you know, asks this kasha the Ramban. The Ramban in his Pirush al Torah, it's in Parashas Vayikra, it's Perikei Pasuk Tezvav, and he has an arichos. He initially gives two suggestions. He rejects both of them, and then ultimately the Ramban says that the key to understanding the difference between the Asham and the Chatas lies in the word Asham and in the word Chatas. Just read to you one excerpt. Kishem Asham, the word Asham, Moira al Dover Godo. Sounds like something really, really bad just happened. Asher ha'oinish yischayev, it's so bad that the punishment this person deserves is li'eis shamem va'avadboy. Miloshin shamamah. He should be completely ruined, completely destroyed. That's what the word asham is. It's miloshin shamem. Miloshin shamamah. He should be completely obliterated. And he brings different psukim in Tanakh. Ha'ashimim elokim va'yeshmu yosh ve'yoretz tesham shoimram kimarza belikeinu ha'shemim anachnu, etc., etc. But the connotation is very, very severe. The chatas, however, has a much more subtle connotation. Moira al davar asher nota bay min aderech. The connotation is that a person was, he veered off the path a little bit. He made a wrong turn where he wasn't supposed to. And he says, a riot to this is shoiftim perikhof. The pasuk says, elasara v'lo yachti. The context over there was referring to people that can sling a stone. These stone slingers at a here, elasara. They're not going to veer. They're perfect archers. It's perfection. When a person is chayte, he's not perfect. He's a little to the right. He's a little bit to the left. So one is miloshin shemama. He did such a bad aver. He deserves to be destroyed. The other one is, no, he made a wrong turn. And says the Ramban, take a look. When does a person bring a carbon chatas? Who doesn't have aver b'shaygig? A person that didn't have aver b'shaygig, he was elasara v'lo yachati. He's not on point. He went off. It was only an aver b'shaygig. But all the hashamahs are coming for things that are much more serious. The Hashem Gezeilois, Hashem Me'ilois. In fact, the only Asham that was brought for a Shoigig is Me'ilah. But Ramban says that even though Me'ilah was brought for someone that was Me'ilah B'Hektish B'Shoigig, but being that you're dealing with Hektish, Kodshay Hashem, even if you did it B'Shoigig, it's not such a good excuse. You know, the Mishnah says in Ovis, Echad Shoigig ve'echad Mezid B'Chil Hashem. And some learn that what it means is that when it comes to Chil Hashem, there's no difference between a Shoigig and a Mezid. It's the same thing. What are you going to tell me? I was only a Shoigig. You shouldn't have been a Shoigig. It's something you should have been so careful to and so sensitive. Somebody's in the Oval Office and he accidentally, you know, spills coffee over. It was an accident. I was a shaygig. I didn't realize. It's probably not going to go over well, especially in front of a king. Melech malchi amachim. That's the point. The point is that when it comes to certain things, shaygig is not a tainus. The Ramban says the only asham that's a shaygig was the mayel behekdish, and even him, he was mayel bekadshei Hashem. So it makes sense that even for a shaygig, you should have the lashon of shmama, regardless of the asham's bach, the chatas is bach. Rabbi Eliezer Shita Masechta Zvachim is he learns that certain halachas, just like chatas shloy lishmas pasul asham. But the Asham and the Chatas are not the same. One has a much more severe connotation than the other. Either way, Zokhti Mishnah Vaita, HaToida, Va'ayil Nazir, the Toida and the Ayil that the Nazir used to bring, Kachim Kalim, they are both Kachim Kalim, Shchitasa Michal Mokim Ba'azara. So this is the first Sug of Kachim Kalim. We had all the Kachim Kedashim, the Chatas, the Oila, the Asham and the Shalmei Tzibur. Now we have a Toida and an Ayil Nazir. We'll see in a minute why they're put in a separate category. They're both examples of Kachim Kalim. Their Shechita doesn't have to be Betzafin. It could be anywhere in the Azara. V'dom and Ton, Shtei Matane Shein Arba, and the Zrika Ish, Tain Shein Arba. V'chol and V'chol, they could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. That's in contrast to Kachim Kedoshim that had to be eaten Teich HaKloim, L'chol Adam, anyone could eat it, not only Zichrei Kahuna. B'chol Meichel, could be eaten in any way. L'yoyim V'layla, a day and a night, Ad Chatzois, up until Chatzois, HaMura Mehem Peyotzebehem, the Chelek that was given to the Kehanim, that's the Mura Mehem, that's the part of it that was given to the Kehanim, has the same halachas, Elo, the only difference is HaMura Mechel Kehanim, L'Nesheyem, V'Livneyem, U'Le'avdeyem. So there's so much here in this Mishnah that we'll have to get to in the next day or two. But for now, what the Mishnah is saying is that the Toid and Ayil Nazir are both Kachim Kalim. So it doesn't have the Shulchan Aruch of Kachim Kedoshim, it has the Shulchan Aruch of Kachim Kalim. But what they have in common is that ordinarily, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, Kachim Kalim are eaten for 2 days and a night. So what's unique about the Toida and the Ayil Nazir is that they were only eaten for a day and a night. Zok Gemara Tanu Rabbanon is Chazei HaTnufa Ve'ez Shoik HaTruma Toichlu B'Makoim Tahar. So the context over there is the Shmini L'Malum. And on the Shmini L'Malum, many Karbanos were brought. One of the Karbanos that were brought was the Karban Shlamin. And the Pasuk says that the Shlamin was eaten B'Makoim Tahar. Amar Rav Nechemya, so Rav Nechemya commented on this Pasuk. He said, V'chi Rishayna B'Toma Achlam. What, the other Karbanos, the Mincha and the Chatas, everything else that's mentioned over there, that was brought on the Shmini L'Malum, they were eaten in a Makoim of Tuma? Of course, it's Kachim. You can only eat it in a Makoim Tar. Ella, what does it mean? Tar michlashu hutam. It means it's a place that's only a little bit tahar. Meaning it's a place that only some tmeim are not allowed to go, but other tmeim are allowed to go. It's a place of quasi tahira, but at the same time, quasi tumah.
What is that? It's tahar mitumas mitzayra. It's a place that's tahar because a mitzayra can't be there. But v'tameh mitumas zav. It's a little bit tameh because a zav is allowed to be there. V'ezeh. What's a place that a zav is allowed to go but a mitzayra is not allowed to go? Is that Achli Yisrael? That's Yerushalayim. And that's the definition of makom tahar. So as chazei atnuf v'sheik atchum atoichel b'makom tahar. The carbon shlamim was eaten b'makom tahar. Makom tahar in the sense that it's a place that has a little bit of taira. Some Tumeim had to be sent away from that. What is that place? It's Yerushalayim. Which Tumeim had to be sent away from Yerushalayim? The Mitzayir, but all the other Tumeim were allowed to be in Yerushalayim. Even the Zav was allowed to be in Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says, the Imbatar, if the definition of Makom Tahar is like quasi Tahar, so maybe it's referring to a different place. Maybe it's referring to Machna Levia. Maybe it's referring to the Harabayas. The Harabayas was Tahar. Mitumas Zav. A Zav wasn't allowed to go in the Harabayas, but a Tameh, Mitumas Meis, for example, was allowed to go in the Harabayas. So maybe that's what it's referring to. The only information I have is that it's a place of quasi Tyra and quasi Tumah. So I didn't know it's Yerushalayim where some Tameim have to leave the Mitzayra, other Tameim could be there. Maybe it's the Harabayas, where some Tameim are allowed to be there, such as the Tameh Meis, other Tameim have to leave, such as the Zav. The Pasuk says, V'chalta Moisa b'makom Kaddish. It says regarding the Mincha that was brought in the Shmini Limeluim, that it had to be eaten b'makom Kaddish, and we don't only it had to be eaten in Makom Kaddish, but the other carbon that was brought with it, in our context, the Shlomim didn't have to be eaten in Makom Kaddish. So after the Machna Levi, there's already a Miyot, there's one Miyot in terms of Makom Kaddish where this Shlomim had to be eaten. Now that I have the second Drasha, Hadar Ksiv in Makom Tar, that's like a second Miyot after the Machna Yisrael. That's how it ends up being Machna Yisrael. So if there was only one Drasha Makom Tar, then maybe you're right. But being that there's two Drashas, it says Oysa in Makom Kaddish regarding the Mincha, so that's like one Hafka. We just pushed the Shlomim out of one Machane. And then I have B'makom Tahar, that pushes it out of another Machane, so it gets pushed out of Machne Shechina into Machne Leviyah with the first drasha, out of Machne Leviyah into Machne Yisrael with the second drasha, and that's how I know it could be eaten in Machne Yisrael. Rava said it a little bit differently. Same conclusion, but a little different. Oysa B'makom Kaddish, V'loi Acheres B'makom Kaddish Afke L'Gamri. We have a diak that says the Mincha had to be eaten B'makom Kaddish. It's mashma, only the Mincha had to be eaten B'makom Kaddish. But in terms of everything else, you could eat it anywhere. You could eat it even in Chutz La'aretz. Had the Kasav Rachma, no, Toichlu. Then it said, so now Ayla, it says, no, it has to be in a Makom Tahar. It has to be in one of the Machnos of Kedusha. So we enter it into Machne Yisrael. But the Gemara says, Ve'ema Ayla the Machne Leviyah. Maybe push it all the way into Machne Leviyah. Meaning, Oysa the Makom Kaddish should push it, you can eat it anywhere. And the Makom Tahar should push me into Machne Leviyah. The Gemara says, you don't go up two steps, you go up one step. So if the original Jerusha pushed it out of all the machnos, if I have one ribuy, I'm going to be marbled into one of the machnos. But the Gemara says, why are you telling me that the miyot of Isa pushed it out of all three machnos, but the ribuy only pushes it into one machna? How come the miyot can knock it out of many machnos, and the ribuy can only bring it back into one? Shouldn't we have to be consistent? Besides, how could it be a havamina, says the Gemara, that you can eat kachem kalim wherever you want? Even Maisa Shay, you can't eat out of Yerushalayim. There's a habim you can eat kachem out of Yerushalayim. So Rabbi's whole drasha doesn't work. Ela machmar tegad Abaya. It must be like Abaya said. Regardless, what's the makardim? Kachem kalim venechel by Yerushalayim. Not only in the Azara, it's learned out from the pasuk that says, "Es chazei atnufa ve'shoika truma toichlu b'makom tahar." So we know from there it's a place that's a makom tahar where on some level it's tahar, but on another level, tamei we're allowed to go there. We also have the miyot that by the mincha that was brought in the Miluim. It says, V'chalta Moisa b'makom Kaddish. So that teaches me somehow that it had to be eaten b'machni Yisrael, but it did not have to be eaten b'mach Leviyah. It certainly did not have to be eaten b'machni Shechina. So again, not a lot of Gemara, but very, very loaded. Just one har. So the Mishnah mentions the carbon taida. So who brought a carbon taida? So all familiar with the Gemara. Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Dal Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Arba Tzrichim Lahoidos. There are four people that back in the day when there was a Beis HaMikdash, had to bring a carbon tithe. Today, you say Baruch Shem. Haven't been there strong in a while. So you have to say, there are four people that had to bring a carbon tithe. I was about to say Baruch Shem Petrani. I made more bar mitzvahs recently than I went to Eretz Yisrael. Yardei Hayom, Holchei Mitbarios, Misha Hayachaylev in Esrapa, Misha Hayachavish Bebeis HaAsurim. So those are the four people that are Tzrichim Lahoydes.
Yodua, that the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha. It's in Simon Ratio Test. Arba tzrichim mahoides. Yodi ayam kshalom imen of ahochim midbaris kshagil yishuv. Umisha yecholav in esrape. Umisha yechavish uveisazu v'yatzev v'simonich. And a good way to remember who the four people that atzrichim mahoides are. V'chol hachayim yodu chasela. Chayim is Rosh Teva, is chavush. Yisurim, yam. And midbar. So the chayla chayim yaducha sela. All the chayim give aydat hakadosh baruch. Chayim is an acronym. It's a rosh tevis for the four people that are tzrichim lahoydes. The Masha on this gemara and brachas daf nun dalam beis says that the reason we drink four cups of wine and there's so much symbolism of four by the leil haseder is because when the yidden went through Geulas Mitzrayim, throughout the course of the Geula, we experienced all four of these things that Chazal say Tzrichim Lahoidos. The Yidden were Holchei Midbarios. Obviously, they were in the Midbar for 40 years. We were Yardei Ayam. We went through the Yamsof. All the Chaylim had a Refuah, and the Yidden were Chavish Bebeisa Asurim for 210 years with Sheba Mitzrayim. As a result, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, we had four obligations of Haidah, and that's why there's so much symbolism, by the way, Laseder, as it relates to the Haidah. I'm going to tell you a Chiddush Nifla. The Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parsha Sav. So last night we spoke at a festa Rabbeinu Bachya in Parsha Shmini regarding Mashiach and why Edom is referred to as a Chazer, because Edom is going to somehow play a role in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. She'osed lahachzer atorah liyoshna. Fast. Rabbeinu Bachya in Parsha Sav. Rabbeinu Bachya says right in the beginning, it's in Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis. Korban Toida Baal Anes. So the Pasuk is talking about the carbon taida. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, who brought the carbon taida? If he had a miracle take place, that's what the word taida means. Maybe carbon taida, as the pasuk says. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, but it's not limited to that. I'll give you an example. Simchas chasen v'kala. When a chasen and a kala get married, you know what they used to do when there was a beis hamikdash? They would go to the Eretz Yisrael on their honeymoon and they'd bring a carbon taida. That's what they would do. Shenema kol sasam v'kol simcha, and then the pasuk says mevi'in taida beis Hashem. So he says I'm a remez in a Pasuk no less, Yirmiyo, Lamed Gimel, that says that the Chasen Kala used to bring a carbon taida. In other words, it's not only the Arba that Atzrichim Lahoidos, it's really a Binyanav. It's Tein L'Chacham V'Yech Gemay. These are four examples of somebody that needs to bring. It's interesting when the Mechaber goes through his acronym of Chayim. So it's Chavush, Yisurim, Yam Midbar. Which one is Yisurim? So Yisurim would be Chayla. Chavush is he's the one that's in the base of Yisurim, Yam. Self-explanatory, and Midbar is self-explanatory. It's Yisurim, but is it Yisur Chayla? Yisurim is a much broader term than Chayla. Maybe this is a little bit of a remez in the remez to Rabbeinu Bachya, and that is, it's not necessarily these four things. The point is that any time a person has a person, what came to mind is the Gemara says, V'kasha l'zavkon, k'kriyas yamsov, regarding Chasen Kala. So maybe there's an element of Yardei Haya, but regardless, as I state Rabbeinu Bachya in Parsha Sav, but I'm going to tell you a davar nifla. It's a well-known Gemara, Gemara Masechtas Tainis. The Gemara is on Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara tells a story. Tanu Rabbana. Pam Achas Yotzer Roi V'Adar. The majority of Chodesh Adar had passed. It was a long winter. V'layarduk Shama, but it still hadn't rained. And the Yidden was starving to death, literally. Sholchu l'Chani Amagel. So they sent a message to Chani Amagel, who was known to be a big Baal Moifes. They said, Hispalo, daven for us. V'yarduk Shama, make it rain. The Gemara says, Hispalo, Chani Amagel daven. V'layarduk Shama, but it didn't rain. Og Uga. So he drew his famous circle. And he stood in the middle of V'amah B'toicha, G'derech Sha'asa Chabaku Kanavi. Amah Lefanav, he turns to HaKadosh Baruch. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Banecha Samu Paneim Alai. Shani K'ven Bayis Lefanecha. They know I'm a Ben Bayis by you. And as a result, they're all coming to me. Nishbani B'Shimcha HaGadol. I am a Chazok HaShliach. Oysa Shlichusai. I'm going to take care of the Jews. I swear I will not leave this circle. Atche Terachem Al Banecha. Until you have Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that as Chayni Amagel said, that is Chilu Gishomim Minatim, started drizzling. So the Yidden that were there, the Chassidim, they turned to Chayni Amagel, they say, Rebbe, that's called rain. That's not rain. What are we going to do with a little bit of a drizzle? Chayni Amagel heard, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loi kach sha'alti, elegishmei b'yrishichin ma'aris. We need real rain. As Chayni Amagel finishes saying that, Yardu Bezaf, rain started, storm, it was coming down, it was pounding. It was unbelievable how much rain there was. So the Tamidim turned to Chayni Amagel, they said, Rebbe, that's not either what we want. This is dangerous. We can't go outside. This is a little bit too intense. It says, go ahead and daven that it should slow down.
Amrulai, so he told them, I hear, but we have a Mesoira She'im Mespalam on Reif Taiva. You never daven because there's too much good. Too much rain is not something you're supposed to daven for. Va'afal Pikin says the Gemara, Hey, Violi Par Hoida. Chayni Amagel told the Yidden, go bring me a par. I want to bring a par Hoida. Hey, Violi Par Hoida. Samach Shayad of Allah, Amalafan of Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Amchi Yisrael Shaytazim Mitzrayim. Any Chayim Labor Reif Taiva, Labor Reif Paranias. What should we do? The Jews, we can't handle too much bad, but we also can't handle too much good. You gave us too much bad. It wasn't good. Too much good. Lamaisa, he ended up getting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him punk the amount of rain that they did it. The Gemara tells the end of the story, which is Shimon ben Shetach heard what Chayni Amagel did. He said, if your name wasn't Chayni, El Mali Chayni Yatagay Zrani Alecha Nida, I'd put you in Chayr. This is the way you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what should I do? You're taka ben bias by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, you were able to pile well-known Gemara, Taimis Tafchav Gimel Amiral. What's the part that we need? The Kachav part. Chayni Amagel says, bring me a par. A par hoida, says Rashi. What was this par hoida? Rashi says, hoida was miloshin vidoy. He wanted to be mesvada. He wanted to say, vidoy, this nusach, ribayna shalaylam, amchi yisrael sheitzezim yimitzrayim, enon yecholos leibereif taiva, veleibereif peronias. Hoida was miloshin vidoy. Says the Shagasaye, ikvuris ari, on this Gemara, he says, luvei de mistafina, I would learn differently than Rashi. I don't think this word hoida is miloshin vidoy. The word hoida is miloshin hoida. That's what this was. He was bringing a carbon toida. Says the Shagasari, you're going to tell me, this Arbat Tzrichim L'Hoidais. Which one of the four was this? Says the Shagasari, it's Poshit. And when we say Arbat Tzrichim L'Hoidais, Lav Dafka Hani Dalin. It's Lav Dafka those four. El Al Kol Tzori G'doyla Sha'over Chayovim L'Hoidais. Any Tzori that happens, Kamei Shekosu Al Mefarshim. Probably means Rabbeinu Bachya. V'wadin Shetzorich L'Havi Olea Carbon Toida B'zman Abayis. V'ein L'cha Tzori G'doyla Mizu. There wasn't a bigger Sorry, than this of a right ad of a yard of shaman, Misham Haki, Kisha Yardo, I did feel as Chaini, heavy carbon parazel with Toida, Bishvil Kol Yisra, Vicarile Parada, Lashin Toida, Kishem Hakarb. It was a carbon tide? It's not one of the Abba Tzricham Lahaydais. The Teretz is Yisurim. It's any Tzara that happens. The Klai Yisrael, the four is just examples of the four, but technically you can get up, you can bench on Goyim, we'll wait for something else. I don't know if it has to ask your local rabbi, but I don't know if it has to be this. The point is, it's a Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parsha Sav, it's the Shagasari and Gvura Sari, Masechtes Tainis, Daf Chav Gimel. I'll tell you a ha'ara that I saw in the beginning of the Masechta. So the Gemara discussed the Tzrichasas. The Gemara was talking about the halachas of Shloim. And the Gemara says each carbon is unique. Meaning, if there's a halacha that it says by one carbon, you can't necessarily learn another carbon from there. One of the things the Gemara said was either daftal or the dafhei, mala toide she'im ba betzivor. Carbon toide has never bought betzivor. So I saw in the Sefer Avayvam, on daftal or dafhei, he brings over there that he heard a shayla that somebody asked, how can you tell me a carbon toide can never be brought betzivor? The Shagasari says that the par that they brought was a parida. So you see, you can bring a carbon toide betzivor, but I don't think it's a shayla. Right? Nobody says it was a carbon tzibor. I mean, the lashon of the Shagasari, if we really want to be medayik, was he said heavy carbon parazel the toida b'shvil kol Yisrael. That meant that it was a carbon tzibur. What it was paid for by the machzis hashekel. Yeah, the lochas of tumah hutra b'tzibur. I don't think that's what it means. Could be it was a carbon yachid that he himself was bringing, or he felt that all of Klal Yisrael had to bring a carbon. So maybe they were all bali carbon, but it was more a carbon of shutvin, not a carbon of tzibur. Either way, definitely a nice aura. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Shlamim kachim, moving along. Shlamim kachim kalim shchitasan bichal makoim bazar. Shlamim is kachim kalim. And therefore, you could check it anywhere in the Azar. V'daman ta'un shtei matanes shehin arba. V'necholim b'chol ir, l'chol adam, b'chol maichol, in any way. L'shnei yomim v'lai l'echam. That's the halacha with most kachim kalim. The exception is the ayol nazir and the carbon toida. But ordinarily, it's shnei yomim v'lai l'echam. Hamurim mehem kiyotze behem. The part that went to the kehanim had the same halacha. Ela shamurim nechol l'kehanim, l'nesheyem v'livneyem v'lavdeyem. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. It says regarding the carbon, shlamim v'shachtu pesach ayol moed. There's another pasuk that says, v'shachat oisei l'fnei ayol moed. And there's a third pasuk that says, v'shachat oisei l'fnei ayol moed. Why do you need three pasukim? L'hachshu es kol aruches v'kachim kalim. To tell me that even though by kachim kedashim there's a halacha of tzaf, fine. When it comes to kachim kalim, all the ruchas, you can do it anywhere in the Azara. Meaning, being that the first pasuk says v'shachtu pesach ayol moed, or even lifnei ayol moed, you would get the sense that you have to be literally facing parallel to the ayol moed. And if the shechita didn't take place parallel to the ayol moed, maybe it wouldn't be okay. But this, these extra psukim, it says it three times, teaches me that all the ruchas are going to be kosher. Says the b'raisa kal v'chaymer v'tzofen. And if all the ruchas are kosher, certainly tzafin is going to be kosher. Now, if all the ruchas are kosher, included in all the ruchos are tzafen. But Pashup Shan and the Gemara is that we're going to see there's a manama that holds that tzafen is actually excluded. That even though all the ruchos were included, tzafen was excluded. The Tanakama holds that there's no way you could exclude tzafen to the extent that you have the other ruchos, because once I know the other ruchos, kal v'chomer tzafen. What's the kavuchem? Man, kachik gadashim shalihuk shuv bechal ruches v'shuv betzafin. Man, the kachik kachim. We're all the ruches apostles. Tzafin is kasher. Kachim kalim shalihuk shuv bechal ruches. In addition, shalihuk shuv betzafin. Rebbe Leizer is that Tana that argues. He holds like nemra kasef elul lahachshut tzafin. No, one of the three psukim were actually needed to teach me that tzafin is kasher. Sheyachal. I would have thought v'aloy dinu. I would have made a kavuchemer and said that maybe all the ruches are kasher with the exception of tzafin. Man, kachim kalim shalihuk shuv bechal ruches. Man, the kachim kalim, which is kasher, but all the ruches. Its place, meaning all the ruchos, are not kosher by kachik gadashim. There's a little bit of a backwards kal v'chaymer. Kachik gadashim, shalai huchshu ela b'tzafin. It's a kachik gadashim, which is only kosher in tzafin. Ein oidin shalai huchshu mikoyman etzal kachim kalim. Certainly, its place of tzafin shouldn't be kosher by kachim kalim. Talmud Leibniz, Rebbe Eliezer said, Ayomayid, one of the three psukim of Ayomayid, teach me tzafin. So the bottom line is, we have a braisa with two tanoim that discuss tzafin by kachim kalim. The Tanakhama says, I know Mikal V'chaymer. Once I know all the ruchas, I know for sure tzafin. Rebbe Eliezer says, no. I need a pasuk to tell me tzafin. Meaning everybody holds tzafin. It's kosher by kachik kadashim. It's also kosher by kachik kadashim. The question is, do I know it from a Kal V'chaymer? Do I know it from a pasuk? So says the Gemara, what's the machlokes? The way Rashi explains, at the end of the day, everybody agrees. So is there a nafkamina if I know it from a pasuk or if I know it from a Kal V'chaymer? So the Gemara says, yeah. Because we said there's three psukim. Three times this idea that the Shlomim had to be in front of the Ayil Mai. Tanakama Sova Tosa Craig CV. It says it three times. Chayav Legufe, Ninibai Pesach Ayil Mai. One is to tell me that it needed Pesach Ayil Mai. That's going to be the next Gemara. The Gemara is going to say that the carbon Shlomim, the only time it was kosher was if the door of the Ayil Mayid was open when the carbon was brought. But if the door of the Ayil Mayid was closed when the carbon was brought, then the halacha was possible. So one is to teach me the halacha Pesach Ayil Mayid, that the door of the Ayil Mayid has to be open. The chad b'hachshut star. The one is to tell me that anywhere in the Ayil, in the Azar is kosher. The chad, and the third one is lifsol tzidet stadim. To tell me that if it's on the tzidet stadim, it's in one of the lishka, it's one of these chambers on the side of the Azara, in that case it's going to be possible. The tzafin itself, lo itzterichra. Tzafin, I don't need a pasuk. So I use all three to teach me something. I don't need one of the three to teach me tzafin, because I know tzafin v'kal v'chaymer. Rebbe Eliezer, who says you don't know tzafin v'kal v'chaymer, Rebbe Eliezer sav echad legufin, one is to teach me the actual halacha, that the shlamim had to be brought only Pesach HaYomayid, when the doors of HaYomayid were open. V'chad l'hachshir tzafin, one to tell me tzafin, v'had l'hachshir tzadim, v'tzidei tzadim l'yisrach ran, to tell me tzidei tzadim are excluded, for that I don't need a pasuk. Okay, says the Gemara, ma'ishna ha'chad l'chsev Pesach HaYomayid, u'ma'ishna ha'chad l'chsev l'fnei HaYomayid, so the three times that the Torah mentions the shlamim being in front of the HaYomayid, so the first time it says, v'shachat ha'yisei Pesach HaYomayid, and the next two times it says, l'fnei HaYomayid, l'fnei HaYomayid. What's this emphasis of Pesach HaYomayid? Why are we talking about the door? In front of the HaYomayid, what's Pesach HaYomayid? Says the Gemara, k'mash malon k'drav yudom ha'shmo, tamar yudom ha'shmo, shlamish ha'shach t'kadim shivtach v'dal sahech ha'psulim. This is a very important halacha, that the only time you can bring the carbon shlamim was if the doors of the heichal were open. So if the doors of the heichal had not been open yet, you couldn't bring the carbon shlamim. How do I know that? Shenema v'shach t'u Pesach HaYomayid, bizman shu pasuach. Pesach is milosha pasuach. It has to be open, v'lay bizman shu no. Itmanami, amrav, ukva b'archama, amrav, yitzvah b'chanid, shlamish ha'shach t'kadim shivtach v'dal sahech ha'psulim. If the carbon shlamim was brought before the doors of the heichal were open, it's possible. Shenema v'shachtu Pesach ha'yomayid bezman shepesach ha'heichal pasuach v'loy bezman shehu nov. B'marav v'masni hachi. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Acha. Amar Rav Ashi. All the same halacha. Shlamim sheshachtum kain shivchadas la'heichal pasuach. The shlamim was shachut before they opened the doors of the heichal. It's going to be possible. U'b'mishkan in the mishkan kaidim sheyamidu leviim es ha'mishkan. Before the Leviim erected the Mishkan, and after they put it down, psalm is going to be possible. Meaning the Mishkan had to be standing, the tent had to be up, in order for the carbon shlamim to be kosher. Just because you're in the Azara, that's not enough for it to be kosher. You would actually need the tent to be pitched. You would need it to be up in order for it to be kosher. Meaning there's a halacha, it's learned out from the Shachat Oisei Shachtu Pesach HaYomayid, that the shlamim was only kosher if it was brought after the doors of the heichal were open. But shlamim sheshachton koidim sheyiftechu dalsai saheichal psulim is going to be pasul. So just one more ha'ara related to yesterday's daf. So one of the themes of this week was the idea that the Mizbeach and the Heichal, the Menorah and the Shulchan, and the Kachi Kadosh and the Aron, it was all Bechelka Yishal B'yam. There was one Ritzuah where the Mizbeach was supposed to be, that was Bechelka Yishal Yehuda, B'yam was Mitztair Olav, he was Chayfev Olav Kol Hayay. There's just one classic Meshachachma that we have to speak out. Meshachachma is in Parashas Achrimos. It's in Perek Tez Zayin Pasuk Lamed. It's in the context of the Avoida of Yom Kippur. And he quotes a tefillah that we say in Yom Kippur. We say, Ki Ata Solchon LeYisrael, so we turn to Hashem, you forgive the sins of the Jews, and your Michael shifte yeshurun, the shvatim becholdar, in every generation. And he's very bothered. What's this redundancy in the Nusach HaTfilah? And he says, besides, you don't find anywhere in davening such a lashon that we're asking Hashem, forgive the shifte yeshurun, forgive the shvatim. What's going on over here? He says, a dover niflo. He says, we know that the Kohen Gadol, when he entered the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur, so he had to wear special clothing. He couldn't wear the big days off. He had to wear the big day off. The reason is, because Chazal say, "In kateger nasa saneger." On Yom Kippur, the Chet HaEgel was mekatri keneged Klal Yisrael. The Chet HaEgel stood in front of the Yidin and in the way of them getting kapara. And one of the jobs of the Kohen Gadol is to go fight off the kitrig that is the Egel. The eagle was made out of zav, it was made out of gold. So how's it going to look that the Kohen Gadol, who's trying to quiet the kitchen of the Chet Eagle, is going to walk in with his gold clothing? So in Kateger, Nasus Aneger, as a result, the Kohen Gadol didn't wear any gold when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why he had a second set of clothing. He went in with the big day love. Says the Mesh Chachma, that's Pashat, that the Oymek in this Chazal is based on a Gemara, Perik Chelek, where the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kov Beis, Uviyoim Pakti Upakadati, Ein Lecha Kol Dor, there isn't a generation, She'enoi Noito Unki Achas Micheto Egel. Every Aveira, every generation has in it a Paroivis, a little bit of Cheto Egel. So even thousands of years later, when the Kohen Gadol was entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's still fighting off the kitchig of the Chet HaEgel, and that's why there's a sensitivity to go in Kateger Nasas HaNeger. He says, Ramei Simcha, if that's true, let's apply that methodology further. He says, there's a medrash in Mishle. It's a medrash Shoichet Toiv Simen Aleph. Rav Abin Oimer, Bechol Dar Adayin Chet Shal Mechiris Yosef Kayim. Every single generation has a little bit of Mechiris Yosef. Meaning, just like Uviyoin Pakti Ubakadati, every dar has a little bit of Chet HaEgel, every single generation has a little bit of that Avera was so profound that every single generation suffers from it. It wasn't just the Asorah, Ruge, Malchus, like we spoke about yesterday, but every single generation has in it a little bit of Mechiras Yosef. And says Ramei Simcha, it could be that the way you look at this is that the Chet HaEgel was the Shoyrish of all Ben Adam Lamakai, and Mechiras Yosef was the Shoyrish of all Ben Adam L'Chavera. So every Avera of Ben Adam L'Makim has in it a little bit of Chet HaEgel. Every Avera of Ben Adam L'Chavera has in it a little bit of Mechiras Yosef. He says it could be that that's the reason that the Big Day Lovin didn't have a Choshen. Technically, the Big Day Lovin could have had a Choshen. It just couldn't have been of gold. But there could have been a Choshen. Says Ramei Simcha, you know why there wasn't a Choshen? Because what was on the Choshen? The names of the Shvatim. How's it going to look that the Kohen Gadol is going to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur? He's fighting off the Kitchig of Mechiras Yosef, and there you see Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. That's a mistake. That's just as much Enkateg and Asanegra as the Kohen Gadol walking in with Big Day Zav, because he's being Ma'irer, the Kitchig. He's being Ma'irer, the Kitchig of the Egel Hazav. And it's for that reason, he says there was no Choshen. Zokte Yesh Loimar. It could be that that's the reason that the Heichal was Bechelker Shel Binyamin. You know why it was Bechelker Shel Binyamin? Because we knew there was going to be a Yom Kippur. And at Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was going to have to do Avoidus. And Avoidus are going to have to go fight off the Mekatrigim Keneged Klal Yisrael. And who's the grace of Mekatrig for the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi of Klal Yisrael? That's the Chet HaMechiras Yosef. So if the Heichal would be in a territory that belonged to one of the other Shvatim, not Shevet Binyamin, there would be a tremendous Kitrig. And Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. That's why it was Bechelker Shel Binyamin. Because Binyamin is the only one of the Shvatim that had zero involvement in Mechiras Yosef. If it's going to be Bechelker Shel Binyamin, you don't have to worry about this Kitrig. And he says it's really a Mefurish Sefri. The Sefri says, Tishrei Shechina Bechelkai, the Fisha Kol Ashvatim Hayu Bimchirasin Shal Yosef. So Pashi, you learn, it was like a reward that he got. All the other Shvatim were punished because they were involved in Mechiras Yosef, but not Binyamin doesn't get punished because he wasn't involved in Mechiras Yosef. As a result, there was no issue. He says it's much deeper than that. You know what the Tivkite is? The Tivkite is that there was going to be a time where the Kohen Gadol would need Kapara for the Yidden of Mechiras Yosef. He can't get Kapara if it's Bechelkai Shal one of the other Shvatim. Because Ein Kategan Asan Eger. That's the Oymik. It's not just like a reward. Okay, we're going to give you a very nice reward because you aren't involved in Mechiras Yosef. It's way deeper than that. There's an element of Ein Kategan Asan Eger that you see Chazal was so sensitive to. And it's for that reason that the Beis HaMikdash and all the Avodah, says that's why all the Avodah Yom Kippur were done b'fnim. Why couldn't they be done b'chutz? Because in the Azara, it was partly B'chalkei Shal Yehuda. It was Dafka B'thim. That area is 100% B'chalkei Shal Binyamin. Like this, you don't have to worry about a kitcher. He says, maybe that's the pshat in the tefillah. We say, Ki ata sochem liYisrael, u'machal on l'shiftei Yeshurim b'chal dar. What are the two things? Ki ata sochem liYisrael, that's the Ben Adam Lamakim. That's a reference to Eila Elokecha Yisrael, that the Yidden said to the Chet Egel, u'machal on l'shiftei Yeshurim. Why are we talking about the Shvatim? When do we ever mention the Shvatim? Machal on the Shiftei Yeshurim, we're talking about the Shvatim that sold Yosef. It's a reference to Mechiras Yosef. These are the two Mekatrigim. You have the Mekatrig of the Chet Egel, that's the Gemara in Perek Chelik of Yom Pakti Upakadati, Elochal Kol Dorish, Enu Noitel Unki Achas Mechet Egel. And you have Machal on the Shiftei Yeshurim, that's the Medrash Mishlei, Bechal Dor Adayin Chetch on Mechiras Yosef Kayim. The bottom line is the reason that Binyamin was Zoicha to have the Heichal and the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadosh of Bechel Koi, the Sefri says because he wasn't involved in Mechiras Yosef, what's the Tivkai? Because we needed that Avoda on Yom Kippur, which was going connected to Mekatrig of Mechiras Yosef, should be in the Chelik of a Shevet that wouldn't remind us of Mechiras Yosef. The only Shevet that could facilitate that was Shevet Binyamin.